Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. We have news for you because that's what we do. I'm Adam Paulus and it is Friday, July 1st, 2011. The big news in Entertainment Earth is we are moving, so probably won't affect you at all. But we are picking up and relocating to new digs in Simi Valley, California, which I've been to and is very nice. It's a little bit cooler there. They have a very nice series of restaurants and places to go, so if you're in Simi Valley, be sure to stop by and say hello, but not right now because we're still moving and, you know, let us get settled in first and then come on by. It'll be fun. But, yeah, so that's going on. And you probably can't reach us by phone yet, but it's a holiday weekend. And by the time this is posted, it's going to be 4th of July and you understand. Anyway, what news do I have for you from the world of the box office? Let's find out. Okay, last week at the box office, the number one movie was not surprising, Cars 2, $66.1 million. It was followed by Bad Teacher with 31.6, Green Lantern 18.0, Super 8 12.0, and Mr. Popper's Penguins with $10.1 million in American box office revenue. This week, the new movies are Transformers Dark of the Moon, which came out a couple of days ago, Larry Crowne, which I believe is the new Tom Hanks movie, Terry, which Creed Bratton's in, and some other limited releases. In the news, after discussing My Little Pony male fan base calling itself bronies last week, it only made sense that NPR's Wait Wait Don't Tell Me would ask Bill Clinton about the TV series My Little Pony Friendship is Magic in their Not My Job segment this week. This is why you need to support public radio, because you want to hear Bill Clinton talk about My Little Pony cartoons. I do, anyway. Tom Hanks has alluded to Toy Story 4 being in the works. Pixar really hasn't said much. Warner confirmed development of a Green Lantern sequel, proving that nobody, not even the studios, understand how studio accounting works. Jurassic Park has been confirmed for Blu-ray. All three movies will be coming out in a big box set in October. Shout Factory's Transformers DVD box set, which includes Headmasters and Master Force and all that, has been delayed without a date. They say it'll be at least 8 to 10 weeks out, but don't want to give a date, and they're canceling all back orders, which is always a good sign. Actor Peter Falk, best known as Columbo, died this week. Joe Rogan has been cast as the new host of the new Fear Factor. He was also the old host of the old Fear Factor. No word yet if they're going to call it the new Fear Factor. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has indeed been confirmed as Roadblock in G.I. Joe 2, but almost, if not more exciting, was news that the RZA will be in it as well. 2012 will be a great toy year if you like G.I. Joes based on celebrities, and who doesn't? The great Nick Kroll has been given a Comedy Central sketch series, so look for that. The comic appears on a lot of podcasts, in addition to stand-up all over the country and in L.A., so we don't know if we're going to see El Chupacabra or Bobby Bottle Service show up, but we can hope. A Thor sequel has been confirmed this week for 2013. No directors on board yet, but Kenneth Branagh says he should be in a producer role. Hugh Jackman confirmed filming of The Wolverine, with the in front of it, will be out in October. This isn't me being cute. The movie is called The Wolverine. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Go to sale.entertainmentearth.com today to save on Westland giftware stuff. Looney Tunes, Star Trek, I Love Lucy, Marilyn Monroe, and more. Buy one, get second, 40% off. Pick anything. Just pick an item of equal or lesser value. Pre-order, in stock, it doesn't matter. Buy one, get second, 40% off. Great deal? I think so. Order yours, or pre-order yours, today. In the world of toy news, what do we have? The Fantastic Art Asylum blog added shots of its Ghostbusters Marshmallow Man statue and Statue of Liberty statue, which is redundant, and should be out later this year. Star Wars Wacky Wisecracks are a new Star Wars bobblehead line from Funko. They're available now for pre-order, exclusively at Entertainment Earth for now. They have things like I Love You Sith Much, Darth Vader, Yoda Man, Yoda, and Spoiled Little Princess Leia. Worth seeing. Weird, too. Neat sculpts. New Star Wars battle packs were revealed from Hasbro, including the Stop the Zillow Beast battle pack with Yoda, Mace Windu, and a clone trooper, plus the Capture the Droids set with Cad Bane, Toto 360, R2-D2, and C-3PO. Also news, and this news literally broke as I was recording. The Toys R Us exclusive new Star Wars Republic Commando Delta Squad set will be exclusive to Toys R Us at the Entertainment Earth Comic Con booth. That's where it's making its debut. As to where it's going to show up after that, I'll have to wait and see. But it will be showing up at the booth. You get five figures, including a Geonosian warrior. Let me go pull up the picture, and I can tell you more about the rest. The set includes five figures, so you get the four Deltas. Sev, Boss, Fixer, and Scorch. From the look of things, they are completely newly decorated, and they do have ball-jointed elbows. I'll repeat that. They do have ball-jointed elbows. And shoulders. And looks like possibly knees and ankles, too, from the picture. So these should be pretty good. The more as we have it, come see us at Comic-Con. And according to the press release, these items should be available for order online at... Let's see what it says. ToysRUs.com/ComicCon 2011. You can also go to sdcc.entertainmentearth.com for more details on where to find us at the convention. And enough of that plug-in. Let's get on to more toy news. Thor figures, basic figures, waves 2 and 3 have been in and out of stock at Entertainment Earth. I have been told by many that these are not showing up at most retail stores. So if you're after these figures, you can buy cases from us if you'd like. If you see them at stores, you can disregard that, or you can not. I'd like you to buy them from us. It would do me a world of good. New G.I. Joe items went on pre-order this week, including a new Red Hiss tank and the next two waves of action figures, including Sergeant Stalker, the Hazard Viper, and Renegades versions of Firefly, Snake Eyes, Duke, Cobra Commander, and several repackaged troopers, including the Cobra Trooper and, of course, Steel Brigade. So you'll be able to get more of those. Good job, Hasbro, because you really do want to keep those in circulation. Iron Grenadiers, too. New Transformers pre-orders went up this week as well, especially in Cyberverse. New Commander toys include Guzzle and Dark Sentinel Prime, plus action sets Ratchet with Repair Crawler and Shockwave with Fusion Tank. New Human Alliance toys of Dragstrip with Master Disaster and Halfpipe with Major Altitude are also available in cases. In addition to all these, there's a Toys R Us exclusive, Comic-Con exclusive debut Rodimus Prime Masterpiece Transformers toy, which will also be sold at the Entertainment Earth Comic-Con booth. New Marvel Universe figures were announced from Hasbro. These include Ultron, Darkhawk, Submariner, X-23, Steve Rogers, Tony Stark, Iron Man, Iceman, Absorbing Man, Astonishing Wolverine, and Magneto. I cannot confirm exactly what's unique about Tony Stark, Iron Man, because I haven't seen the picture yet. But rest assured we'll have pictures soon, and we can talk about it at that time. And that's basically what I have to talk about this week. I just want to give you a quick rundown on the other Toys R Us Entertainment Earth Comic-Con items you can get at our booth. These include Thundercats Classic Lion-O with a metallic outfit, Master Chief in Platinum, the DC Universe versus Master of the Universe, Bizarro with Battle Armor versus... Faker in Battle Armor versus Bizarro. So it's kind of more like the interchangeable armor panels. Mortal Kombat Lightning Fury Raiden, a flocked Sonic the Hedgehog, Marvel vs. Capcom 3 mini-mates, including Hulk, Iron Man, Zero, and Morrigan. And there might be something else, but I'm not going to talk about it here because I am not going to talk about it here. So keep following us on Twitter at twitter.com/entearth for additional details on these and other Comic-Con exclusives. And, of course, special guests, which we'll be announcing soon. Again, we're moving to Simi Valley, so if you try to call us over the 4th of July weekend, you may be able to get hold of us. You may not. We are moving. So, you know, there's a lot of heavy lifting involved. You know how many toys we sell? We have over 13,000 toys on our website. And we got to move these things. And I don't know if you've ever seen me. I am not built well. You know, like if there was a strong wind, I'm on the floor. It's just not helpful. But you should check all those things out. I've been your host, Adam Paulus. Thank you for listening. For everybody here in the U.S. of A., I wish you a happy 4th of July. And for everybody in the rest of the world, I also wish you a happy 4th of July. Because every day should be happy. It's not a holiday for you. It is for us. It's where we celebrate our country by blowing up a small part of it. Thank you very much, The Simpsons. And I'll see you guys all next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.